China is now challenging the international world order, says UK. By Peter Cattell on March 15, 2023. Communist China is now actively challenging the international world order, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said. The growing influence of China now represents a challenge to the world order. Rishi Sunak has admitted, with the UK leader now calling for Western nations to stand up to the increasingly powerful Eastern nation. Sunak's statement comes amid a newly agreed deal between the UK, US and Australia, which will see the former two nations supply the latter with nuclear submarines in an attempt to tip the military balance in the Indo-Pacific. According to a report by the BBC, Sunak views the deal as proving the UK's commitment to global security in a world that is ever increasingly fraught with political tensions. Speaking in California, Sunak described the world as having become more volatile, adding that threats to our security have increased with the growth of opposition powers. China is a country with fundamentally different values to ours, and it represents a challenge to the world order, he said. And that's why it's right that we are alert to that and take steps to protect ourselves. Stand up for our values and protect our interests. The Prime Minister went on to say that the so-called AUKUS deal would deliver one of the most advanced submarines the world has ever known for both the Australian and British militaries, adding that the deal would provide Britons with thousands of jobs. However, China is far less happy with the new deal, warning the Western allies on Tuesday that they are walking a dangerous road with their attempt to challenge the communist state in the East. The latest joint statement from the US, UK and Australia demonstrates that the three countries, for the sake of their own geopolitical interests, completely disregard the concerns of the international communities and are walking further and further down the path of error and danger, Beijing spokesman Wang Wenbin said. The government official went on to add that the submarine deal ultimately represented a typical case of Cold War mentality, adding that the move also constitutes a severe nuclear proliferation risk and violates the aims and objectives of the non-proliferation treaty. Moscow is also not all that pleased with the development, with a senior Russian minister saying that the move seemed to indicate that the West wished to take a more confrontational approach with its foreign rivals in the future. The Anglo-Saxon world, with the creation of structures like AUKUS and with the advancement of NATO military infrastructures into Asia, is making a serious bet on many years of confrontation, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.